Good morning, everyone.
Everyone.
Yes. First of all, obviously, happy Christmas to all of you, and great to welcome you here this morning for our service for Christmas Day. We're celebrating Christmas with some well-known carols and a Bible reading, some prayers and some talks. And to prepare to celebrate the birth of our wonderful Saviour, can I invite you to say the words on the screen against all, please? Would you mind, Joe? Thank you. So please say the words against all. Wonder of wonders, God has come to us. Wonder of wonders, God comes to us. Wonder of wonders, the Virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Amen. So as you can see, apart from not having many people here this morning, we also haven't got any musicians. So what we've done is use some of the videos we prepared during COVID. So we're going to sing some medleys of carols. I think the words will be on the screen with the carols themselves. You might not even recognise some of the people because they look so young. But we will start with our first medley, which is See Amid the Winter's Snow, O Come All Ye Faithful, and Angels from the Realms of Glory. Worship Christ, the newborn King. Let's pray together. And with the hymn writer, we also want to say, Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this morning. And we are so glad to be able to come into your presence to worship you for the gift of our Saviour. And we do thank you, Father, for that precious gift. We thank you that you love each one of us so much that you give him to be our Saviour, our Lord and our friend. And we do indeed want to just come and offer you our praise, our thanksgiving, our worship for all that you've done for us in Jesus. And thank you that because he is alive today, he's with us. And we pray that we might know and experience his presence amongst us this morning as we worship Christ, the newborn King. And we ask it all in his name. Amen. So it is finally Christmas Day. I wonder, girls, would you like to come and light the final candle for me, as well as all the others as well? So it's the Christmas Day candle, the big one in the middle. Brilliant. Thank you very much. Fantastic. Thank you very much. So, Christmas Day. Thank you, Joe. Here's a quick challenge for you. I wonder how many words you can make from the word Christmas that have something to do with Christmas. And I'm very willing to be very, very flexible about your words. I say in a general sense. We could be here quite a long time because there are around 400 words that you can make from Christmas. But can anybody think of a word made up of the letters from Christmas that has something to do with Christmas in a very general sense? And as I say, I'll be very, very flexible with any suggestions. Christ, yep, that's a pretty straightforward one at the beginning. Mass, yep, with two S's there. I think I popped down about 11 quickly.
Ham.
Yes, excellent.
Sit, as in round the table.
Very good, yeah. Sit, as in round the table.
His, as in his birth.
Yeah, his birth.
Ram.
Ram. Star, excellent.
Smart.
Yes, smart. That shows how smart I am. Took me ages to find it.
Stir, as in stirring the pudding.
Yep, stirring the pudding. Him. Yeah.
Mist. This time of year.
Mist. Yep. This, yeah, that's there as well. Let me just pick out a few that maybe you haven't mentioned. Cram, loads to do to get ready for Christmas, isn't there? Lots of things to cram in. Then I put down charm, lots of cozy family traditions linked with this time of year. What about the cost of Christmas? Can you pick out a word there?
Cash.
Seems to cost more and more each year, doesn't it? And what do you have to put in your wheelie bin because you get tons of it? Or alternatively, what's sometimes on the television that you can't be bothered to watch?
Trash.
Yeah. What you have to do if you put on a front because you're trying to be nice to people? That was very quick, Dave. Yeah. And what do you do if you are completely clapped out of an afternoon?
Crash.
Yep, crash on the sofa. Do you remember the old days of wondering what the Christmas number one was going to be?
Chart.
Charts, plural as well, I think. Can we get that as well? Yeah, or hits.
Smash hits.
Wow, that's really advanced. That's really impressive. I wanted to get trimmings down, but I couldn't get trimmings down, so I thought shorthand, trim. All the extras that go with the Christmas meal, of course. I don't know whether you saw the terrible, terrible news this week about trimmings. There was a big headline. According to Tesco's, Sprouts are going to be 25% bigger this year. Did anybody see that? I could not believe it. In fact, there was a headline. I'm not sure if it was The Guardian, but the headline was, "Monster sprouts are the biggest for a decade." So, good growing conditions, hardier varieties. There's tons of sprouts this year, and they are bigger than ever. 25% bigger. That is like a cabbage, I think, isn't it? Shudders down your spine, that sentence, I think. I couldn't believe when I saw the headline, "Monster sprouts." That's the stuff of nightmares, isn't it? But we also mentioned some of the other words, didn't we? Charts. Not the Christmas top 40, but the charts studied once upon a time by the wise men far away in the east. And the wise men discovered that star, and they carefully followed it. And of course, it led them to him, to Christ. So we will hear the story of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is from Luke 2, verses 1 to 12. Thank you. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." It's a wonderful, wonderful story that we never grow tired of hearing, the gift of Jesus to be our Saviour, our Lord, our friend. So we're going to sing another medley of carols. And again, if you want to remain seated, we'll sing "See Him Lying on a Bed of Straw," "Come and Join the Celebration," followed by "This Child."
Heavenly love and mercy appear.
So we're going to spend just a short time in prayer now, particularly thinking about those for whom Christmas is a really difficult time. So let's come and pray together. Let's pray. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." And Father, we recognize that Christmas doesn't feel much like good news for those who are struggling to make ends meet. Maybe because of redundancy or unemployment, low wages, benefit reductions. So in your goodness and generosity, we pray that you might provide for their needs. And please help us to give gifts that cost love as well as money. And help us to be generous wherever we can. Father, we also recognize that Christmas doesn't feel much like good news for those who are homeless or lonely or bereaved. So in your grace and love, will you draw near to those who feel that no one loves them, no one cares for them, no one understands them. Father, we also recognize that Christmas doesn't feel much like good news for those who've left their homes and communities and countries this year, maybe fleeing from violence, from civil unrest, from war, from terror. And in your kindness and mercy, we pray that you might bring hope in the uncertainty of life for all these people. And Father, we also recognize that Christmas doesn't feel much like good news for those who are ill and for those who are suffering. And we want to take the opportunity to say thank you for the dedication, the care of the medical staff, many of whom are working even as we are here worshipping. And we know that our earthly bodies won't last forever, but we also know that you are the God of the impossible. You are still working miracles today. So again, in your compassion and in your power, will you bring healing, we pray, by medicine, by miracle, that that angel's message might be good news for those who are ill and those who are suffering. And Father, we also finally recognize that if Christmas is to be good news for the people we love, then they need that living relationship with your Son and our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. So again, in your grace and your love, will you open their eyes? Will you soften their hearts? Will you work what's needed in their lives? They might come to know Jesus as their Saviour, their Lord, and their friend. That angel's message will be good news for them. And in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. So it's our next medley, and it is the first Noel, followed by Away in a Manger, followed by Infant Holy.
The first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night.
Infant Holy, Father, come.
bells ringing, tidings bringing, Christ the babe is Lord of all. Christ the babe is Lord of all. Christ the babe is Lord of all.
Perfect, thank you. We all hate sprouts, obviously, but I'm sure I've told you many, many times before that I love chocolate. I love chocolate. If I have a box of chocolates, I don't usually bother to look at the guide because I recognise most of them, and even if I don't, I know I'm going to like them anyway, so I just eat them. And not only do I love chocolate, I love sweets as well, and I was trying to think if there were any sweets that I didn't like. I couldn't think of any. I don't know about you, whether you can think of sweets you really don't like, but chocolate and sweets are fine. So I thought rather than bring along some sprouts, which will spoil everybody's Christmas, I brought along some chocolate and some sweets. But as you know, I'm very old, I'm very forgetful, and I can't remember exactly where I put them. So I'm going to need the girls at the back who are going to very kindly help me. So this is the first chocolate bar you are looking for. You are looking for a galaxy, and it should be round about the front left area of the hall. So my front and my left. So you're sort of looking to, that's the back left. You're looking sort of for the front left. Your front right. Yay, fantastic. So you're looking for something that looks a bit like a galaxy bar somewhere around the front right. Great, well done, Eleanor. You are very welcome to have it if you're allowed, but if you're not, I don't mind having it at all. Oh dear, that's one down. Right, do you want to sit down for a second? I'll pop, call you back up in a minute. So, galaxies made by Mars. Believe it or not, they were first manufactured in the UK back in the 1960s. In 2014, Galaxy was ranked the second best-selling chocolate in the UK. Anybody like to hazard a guess what the first best-selling chocolate was, UK? Mary? Yeah, Cadbury's Dairy Milk, who've just lost their royal warrant, I think I saw on the news. But Galaxy, very simply, maybe that, whoops, reminds us that God made everything. And God made everything good. The world, the stars, the space, galaxy, the whole universe. So Galaxy. Now, the second sweets you are looking for are sours, Sour Patch. They could be somewhere, where are you? They could be somewhere front left from your position there. So if you start at the back, that's back left, front left. So you're looking for the Sour Patch, sours. Fantastic. Would you like those as well? I do apologise to Mum and Dad. This is going to... Yes. So, Sour Patch. Would you like to know what's in sours? So, it's sugar, glucose syrup, water, starch, gelatine, malic acid, concentrated apple juice, anthocyanins, vegetable carbon, paprika extract, lutein, curcumin, calcium citrates, palm oil, and flavourings. It sounds absolutely delicious. to me. I wasn't even sure what malic acid was, so I thought I'd better look it up, because I thought eating acid sounds a seriously bad idea. But it's an organic compound with a molecular formula, HO2CCHOHCH2CO2H, a dicarboxylic acid that's made by all living organisms, contributes to the sour taste of fruits, I'm sure it does, and is used as a food additive. So it's just a relief, isn't it, that they've got apple juice in, because that's one of your five a day for your children there. But maybe sours, maybe they remind us that perhaps God's world, things in God's world aren't going as they should. Everything's gone sour because people turned away from the Lord and his ways. So now we have wars and violence and hatred, greed and selfishness, sadness and loss. So people need someone to come and give them hope and help them and rescue them and show them a new way to live. So God made everything good. Everything's gone sour. So the third sweets you are looking for are love hearts. And they could be, where are you? You're down there. They should be maybe the back right. Yes, you're getting the hang of this now. Fantastic. So you're looking for love hearts. They're not out there. You're getting colder, so you need to go towards the door. And if you sort of get where Jenny is, you might be really warm. And I think they are probably about, if you stand with your head against the wall, Sophelia, and if not you as well, Eleanor, and if you go along from your right, Eleanor, you should get something about the same height as Eleanor's head. So can you see a red triangle? Yeah, now put your head against the triangle, Sophelia. Sophelia, you are so close. You nearly touched it with your nose. That's assuming they're still there, of course. Fantastic. So love hearts. Messages on love hearts have evolved, haven't they, down through the years, because they've been about for donkey's years. I don't think they probably got messages like they used to have in the 70s. Do you remember they used to have swing it, groovy? Remember those words? Email me from the 90s, and then fax me, page me, text me from the 2000s. Love Hearts actually celebrated their 60th anniversary in 2014. So to mark the occasion, Swizzles, who make Love Hearts, ran a competition. So fans had the chance to design their own Love Hearts. And then the winners' messages were added to the Love Hearts packets. And they included these. So this is just a selection of them. So now you can see how things have changed. We've got Skype me, tweet me, take a selfie. I'm not sure, do you say YOLO or Y-O-L-O? It's YOLO, is it? You only live once, I think that is that right? But yeah, so that's what's on Love Hearts these days, maybe. And of course, the most well-known verse in the Bible, do you remember what it says? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. The most amazing love ever. So the fourth sweets you are looking for. Jelly babies. Have you spotted those already? Would you like to... I don't know whether you want to keep keeping. I don't want to get myself in trouble with Mum and Dad. So maybe, what do you think, Mum and Dad? Are they getting sort of towards saturation? But I mean, it's all right by me.
But
they're sharing it out afterwards. That sounds perfect. That's not what they're saying, but... Oh, that's so kind. Thank you very much. Thank you. Do you want the Galaxy Bar by any chance? Right, so jelly babies, first manufactured in Lancashire back in the 19th century. Their popularity then began to wane, so they had to be revived. And they're revived by Bassetts of Sheffield, 1918. Do you remember Beatlemania? Back in 1963, fans of the Beatles pelted the band with jelly babies because they'd heard that George Harrison loved jelly babies. So they pelted the Beatles with jelly babies. Do you remember the early Doctor Who's, especially Tom Baker? Always offering jelly babies to people, wasn't he? Who often had no idea what he was talking about. Quite what a Cyberman thinks when somebody offers him a jelly baby, I have no idea. Do you remember the film Johnny English Strikes Again with Rowan Atkinson? There we are. He carries explosives designed there as a box of jelly babies. I have to be honest, I think that is the worst case of product placement I've ever seen in a film. So you've got Curly Whirlies, Jelly Babies, Sherbet Fountain, Seconda Watch, and so on. Does anybody remember screaming jelly babies from school chemistry? You haven't experienced anything if you've not experienced screaming jelly babies. School chemistry experiment. So you have jelly babies and a strong oxidizing agent, and it's called screaming jelly babies because sometimes you get a screaming noise coming from the test tube because of the amazing reaction. So that's actually Congleton High. So that's year seven students at Congleton High. They are carrying out the screaming jelly baby experiment. So that's the chemical reaction between molten potassium chlorate and just the oxidation of the sugar in just one jelly baby, and that's what happened. That is pretty impressive, isn't it? But when Bassetts first started making jelly babies in 1918, they weren't called jelly babies. They were called peace babies to mark the end of the First World War. And of course, God sends a baby into the world. He would grow up, he'd live the most extraordinary life, perform the most amazing miracles, and share the most wonderful teaching. But most important of all, he will lay down his life upon a cross so that we can have peace with God, with one another, and with him. So you will have to go for a little further afield walk now, girls, because the fifth sweets you are looking for are Starburst, and they could be in the foyer, somewhere around the door where you come in, I think. The first door. Have you found them? Wonderful. And what do you want to do with those? Oh, this is getting good now. Do you still want the galaxy, though? Oh. Right. So Starburst, anybody remember what Starburst used to be called? Yay, opal fruits. Would you like to hazard a guess when opal fruits were first introduced in the UK? No? Any offers? Actually, they are the same age as me, so be very careful what you suggest 40 years ago, exactly. Now, it was 1959, believe it or not. So I'm the same age as Opal Fruits and Barbie. So that's quite a claim to fame, isn't it? Do you remember the advertising tagline for Opal Fruits from the 70s and 80s? Opal Fruits made to make... Do you remember the full advertising jingle? Opal Fruits, made to make your mouth water. Fresh with a tang of citrus. Four refreshing fruit flavours. Orange, lemon, strawberry, lime. Opal Fruits, made to make your mouth water. So that's from summer 1985. And God sent a star burst, to shine over the place where Jesus was born, so that people would know where to find him. And what strikes me is, of course, Jesus was born in a place where anyone could find him, just in a stable, in an ordinary town. Anybody could find him. Some people found him, of course. The shepherds found him. Later on, the wise men would find him. Down through the years, countless people have found him. They rejoice in him as their saviour, their Lord, their friend. But sadly, of course, some people didn't find him. Herod didn't find him. The religious leaders of the day didn't find him. Lots of other people didn't find him either, not because they were particularly bad, but because they weren't even looking. And sadly today, so many people have no idea who Jesus really is, what his mission and ministry is all about. Sadly today, many people don't want to find him. So there's one more bag of sweets to find, and it is licorice all sorts. And I think you've got to go a really long way to find those, because I think if you head for the toilets, you might find them on the way. But if you get to the toilets, you've gone too far. Have you found the licorice all sorts? You found them. Wonder. Would you like to trade them for the galaxy? So who's having the licorice? Am I having the licorice all sorts then? Thank you very much. So they're also made by Bassetts. They've been around since the early 1900s. Do you remember the mascot of the Bassetts company? Anybody remember what the mascot was? He was. Remember what he was called? Yes, Bertie Bassett. So there's a Bertie Bassett CD holder, whatever CDs are. Coming back to Doctor Who, you may remember Sylvester McCoy, who played the Doctor. You may prefer not to remember Sylvester McCoy. He wasn't the best Doctor, but there we are. He played the Doctor back in the 1980s. And in one of the series with Sylvester McCoy, there was a villain, and he was called the Candyman. And he was made from, as you can see, licorice all sorts. A lot of people thought he looked like Bertie Bassett, so the BBC had to launch an internal investigation. They concluded that the Candyman had not infringed on Bassett's trademark, but they had to promise Bassett's that the Candyman wouldn't appear again. So as far as I know, that was the one and only appearance of the Candyman in Doctor Who. But even if you're not very keen on the sweets, I think all sorts is a lovely word. Because it reminds us, doesn't it, that Jesus came for all sorts of people, for everyone. Think again of that message of the angel to the shepherds. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all sorts of people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." So good news that will cause great joy for all the people, all sorts of people. and the hope and the peace and the salvation that Jesus brings is offered to everyone. But like any gift, of course, that offer of salvation and new life in Christ has to be received. And that means, I guess, asking God to give us the grace to turn away from all those sour things in our lives, all those harsh words and selfish actions, wrong thoughts, all those good things we fail to do, turning away from the sour things, but rejoicing that God loves us so much, he sends his own Son to lay down his life upon a cross for our salvation. And then it means committing ourselves to follow Jesus as our Saviour, our Lord, our friend. So what better way to finish? Just by reminding ourselves again of that good news of great joy for all sorts of people, for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. So let's just pray together. Father, again, we just want to praise you and worship you for loving our world so much that you send your one and only Son into our world to lay down his life upon a cross. And we thank you that through his death on the cross and resurrection from the dead, salvation is offered to all people, offered to all sorts of people. Help us to remember that like any gift, that gift also has to be received. And we do pray, Father, that you'd help us just to reflect on the wonder of the Christmas story. And we pray that each one of us may come to experience this good news of great joy for all the people, the gift of a Saviour. And in his name we pray. Amen. So we are going to sing one final song. This is just a single song rather than a medley. And we're going to sing O Holy Night. You may wish to stand to sing for this one if you're able to, but again, please feel free to remain seated if you prefer. But we'll finish with O Holy Night.
Behold your King, behold. law is God, and his gospel is peace. Change and be brave, for the slave is a brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy, in grateful chorus praise we, let all the living dead praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord, all praise is there forever, it is
And let's pray together as we close. And Father, as the angels proclaimed good news of great joy that will be for all the people, so we too want to rejoice in the birth of your Son. And we ask that you might fill us and those we love with joy this Christmas time. And in his name we pray. Amen. So again, happy Christmas, everyone. And we're back here on Sunday if you are around for our service at 10:30.